Thank you. Okay, let's move on because we really have to look at 1964, you know, and a series burst onto our screen. So ridiculous, but so ridiculously funny. I loved it, and so did millions around the world, and continue to love it in reruns. What about Gilligan's Island? Did you love it? I thought it was fantastic. The cast was Bob Denver as Gilligan, and if you're sort of my vintage, you remember him as Maynard G. Krebs from Dobie Gillis. Remember that? Dobie. Remember that? Dobie with the white hair, and he was the beatnik friend of Dobie Gillis. Anyway, in Gilligan's Island, he played, of course, Gilligan. Alan Hale Jr. was the skipper. Jim Backus as Thurston Howell III, and with that voice you knew that,
Magoo, you've done it again.
Remember that Jim Backus? Well, he was the voice of Mr. Magoo. Then there was Mrs. Howell and the Professor and Mary Ann and Ginger the actress, all that. I think part of the success of Gilligan's Island is the fact it was so innocent. Just fun and a family show. There's no dispute that Gilligan's Island is a classic and still in syndication in many parts of the world. It is amazing. Now, a little bit of trivia here. The skipper of the boat was just called the skipper. But do you know his full name in the show was Jonas Grumby, but he was always called the skipper. Then there was the millionaire Thurston Howell III and his wife, who he called Lovey. He always called her Lovey. But the real stars were Gilligan and the skipper, without doubt.
Gilligan, why don't you stop that? You don't know anything at all about space.
I know one thing about it. You take up more of it than I do.
Very funny. Gilligan, there are three types of space. There's the space up there, the space down there, and the space between your ears.
Professor, those savage Marubis, what do they do?
They're collectors, Gilligan.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad. What do they collect?
Heads.
Hi, girls. How are you coming along with the sale?
Great. Oh, it's almost finished.
Hey, those look like my socks in there.
Well, they are.
Oh.
Thanks for the contribution. It's just what we needed to finish the sale. Well, that does it.
Okay, I'll take it down to the raft.
Wait!
Huh?
Don't you want to read the sale?
Read the sale?
Oh, it was Ginger's idea. Look what she wrote on the front.
Soap?
S-O-S.
Oh, yeah, I read it upside down.
On the other side, he wanted to write, "Please hurry," but we ran out of socks.
Ah, the innocence of it. Now, all of these people, of course, were going on a 3-hour tour, and the ship got caught in a storm on this uncharted desert isle. There is a fan club, an actual website called Gilligan's Isle. It's the fan club over in America of all of these people who just love the program. And I think I should really join it. And Louis Canigia is on the line from San Diego in California. Louis, good morning, or good evening.
Well, good evening. This is Louis Canigia. I'm president of the Gilligan's Island fan club. I'm broadcasting 140 degrees longitude and 10 degrees latitude, 300 miles southeast of Hawaii. And the weather is fantastic out here.
Now you're trying to tell us you're actually on the island, are you?
That is true, yes.
Well, look, you have gone beyond the call of duty with this website. Now, you guys must love the show. What is it about Gilligan's Island that makes you go to this much trouble to pay homage?
Well, you know, I grew up watching Gilligan's Island reruns, actually. And it just seems so innocent. Gilligan was the clumsy guy that everybody just loved. And, of course, Skipper, being his buddy, he actually treated Gilligan as like his father. And it just, all seven castaways together, they just fit so well. And there was always something new coming on every episode. And Gilligan would always wind up screwing something up, and it would just be so funny.
It was.
Very, very family-oriented show.
As I said in the beginning, the show was ridiculous, but it was ridiculously funny. That's how I sort of describe it. Louis, I had the honour of meeting Alan Hale Jr., who played the skipper back in the late 70s, and I'll tell you how I met him. I was coming back from LA. I got to sit next to him all the way back to Australia on an Air New Zealand flight. We were able to get to know one another pretty well, and at the end of the trip, I knew the man very well, and I can honestly say, and of course he's passed on now, but he certainly was a true gentleman.
He absolutely was. Matter of fact, he owns a restaurant called the Lobster Barrel in Los Angeles, and he would often go in there, meet the customers, and everybody said that he was exactly like the skipper, very, very likable, and he would love wearing his hat all the time, too. He was a really, really great guy, and unfortunately, I never had a chance to meet him, but Everybody has always said nice things about him.
Oh, look, he was a wonderful man, and sitting next to him on that plane and just chatting with him, it was like he was the skipper and I was Gilligan. He just was a lovely human being. Now, of course, his father was a very big movie star back in the 30s and 40s himself, Alan Hale Sr.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in a lot of Westerns, and apparently he started Alan Hale Jr. On his acting career. But, yes, I don't really know too much about his father's stuff. I just know he was about Westerns and all the other good stuff.
They look very much alike, too, the father and
yes,
the son.
They did.
Very
it's
much
amazing.
Alike. Yeah. Alan Hale Jr. openly admitted that he based the skipper on Oliver Hardy from Laurel and Hardy. Had you heard that one?
I've heard that one before, and if you watch the episodes, you can see him actually kind of twiddling his thumbs like the Laurel and Hardy characters. And it was, the nice big fat guy and then the skinny guy. It was just perfect. It was a perfect Laurel and Hardy theme.
And he used
when I watched the show, that's what I got out of it.
Yeah, and he used to actually grab his hat like Hardy used to in the movies.
Oh, yeah. He'd grab his hat and whack Gilligan right over the head.
That's right. Yeah. Now, who was your favorite character, Louie? Was it Gilligan?
Actually, Gilligan was my favorite character, yes. Everybody loved this guy. He was very, very likable. He always seemed to screw up the mission at the end of the show. And quite honestly, in real life, he would have probably been murdered. But obviously, this was back in the 60s. I guess it's a real nice show. So I'm surprised, after all 98 episodes, he was still alive on the island.
Well, of course, Bob Denver, he died not so long back, and that was a shock to fans. I guess it would have been a shock to you. All the reports I have that he was a very nice man, and he was very respectful of the fans of the show.
Absolutely right. People would meet him in supermarkets, and he would still be wearing his nice Gilligan hat everywhere. He would wear his Gilligan hat everywhere he went. And, everybody just had nice things to say about him. His wife, Dreema, is also real nice. And as a matter of fact, I've spoken to his son, Patrick, and he actually works for the movies doing some kind of pyrotechnics and visual effects for movies. So they're all a very nice family.
Talking to Louie, of course, from the fan club of Gilligan's Isle, and having a look at the series itself, you and your fan club, I take it. Oh, how many members have you got, by the way?
Members, a little more than 3,700 members worldwide.
Wow. And yeah. These are people from all over the world.
That's exactly right, yeah. And Gilligan's Island is shown in 30 different countries.
Now,
it's the longest-running sitcom in history. Actually, I Love Lucy was the longest-running sitcom, but for one season, they weren't shown. So they kind of defaulted to Gilligan's Island as being the longest-running sitcom in syndication.
Now, you're saying that there's fans all over the world. Where's the strangest place that you have a member, or the furthest place away?
I see. The furthest place away, I guess it'd be Australia. I live in San Diego, California, and maybe, I guess it would be Australia. Funny thing you mentioned that. But the weirdest place, I have a Taiwan, Japan, a lot of folks from Canada and Britain. But, I'm not quite sure about my geographics, but I think Australia might be the furthest away from California. Am I right?
Well, it's a long way if you travel in an aeroplane, I can tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to ask you, with Gilligan's Island, I mean, they always seem to have fantastic clothes. They always seem to have these devices that you think, goodness me, if you had all that equipment, you'd get off the island. Were there times when you were frustrated, like all of us, saying, for goodness sake, if you do that, you can get off the island?
Yes, I was. Matter of fact, there was one episode where there was a fuse missing from a transmitter. Well, the professor's smart enough to know that if you could just get a penny or something to short the terminals out to make it work, you know, then it would work just fine. But, oh, yes, I was frustrated on many episodes thinking, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? The professor's smart enough to know this stuff. But, yes, it was frustrating. And, of course, you know, the Howells bringing, bringing suitcases full of clothes, you know, it was just crazy. And apparently they always pack that way when they go on any trips, just in case of emergency.
Even a three-hour trip.
Even a three-hour tour, yeah.
Because they had jewelry, they had all these clothes.
They had medication, they had, you know, umpteen millions of dollar bills,
yeah.
$100 bills.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Just fantastic. Look, I bought a DVD only recently, and it was the DVD of Gilligan's Island when they were actually rescued off the island. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And they
Gilligan's Island.
And it was fantastic. And you saw this hut coming, being towed into Hawaii with all of the ships and the Coast Guard and the thousands upon thousands of fans. That must have been a kick for all of them to do that one.
Yeah, when they showed that on television, that was the most watched movie since then.
Whoa.
Up at that point, because, of course, Gilligan has been running for, 27 years or something prior to that, or no, maybe 20 years prior to that, and finally, to see them getting rescued was just amazing. It was amazing how many people watched that movie when it came out on television.
Terrific. And just finally, Gilligan's Island, the musical, I noticed, was performed at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts in Florida in February this year, last month.
Yes. Also, they're performing, there's other performances of Gilligan's Island musical coming around. But I've seen that musical actually in San Diego, and it is wonderful. I mean, if anybody gets a chance to go see this Gilligan's Island musical, it's amazing. The music is great. The people, when I saw the musical, they actually look almost just like the actors. Well, not quite, but they really have a good likeness of that. And it's just really, really amazing.
Okay. Well, look, it's been great, Louis, to talk with you. The website is www.gilligansisle, that's GILLIGANSISLE, gilligansisle.com. So, Louis, thanks for joining us, taking part in the...
One last thing.
Yeah.
Ginger or Marianne?
Which one did I like?
Yes. Everybody always talks about which one.
Okay.
Ginger or Marianne.
Okay.
Whether it be marriage or just going out, but there's always that question.
Okay. Well, let me answer the question.
Okay.
Definitely Marianne.
Definitely Marianne. So Marianne would be the one you probably want to marry, but if you want to have a good time, it'd probably
be Ginger.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Louis, thanks for being with us and joining us.
Great fun. Thanks for calling.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Tonight.